Well, first I have to say that this is Liza Kerwin for the Archives of American Art interviewing Cynthia Bringle at her home in Pendleton, North Carolina. It's January 22nd, 1992. And I want to just begin at the beginning and ask you about where you were born and you grew up in Memphis?
I grew up in Memphis. I was born in 1939,
mm-hmm.
March 14th. And grew up in Memphis and went to high school there. Went off to high school the last 3 years of high school. And came back to Memphis and went the first year of college to Southwestern at Memphis, mm-hmm. which is now Rhodes College.
Did you first get interested in art before you went to college? Was it in high school?
No, I was interested in art from a youngster, you know, from going to Saturday art school. And I always liked drawing, painting, art classes.
Was this something that your family encouraged? Because your sister is also an artist, Edwina.
Edwina is now, but it was something that was always encouraged, and if we wanted to do it, fine. But having found out years ago, we were sitting around talking with my mother, and Edwina, who's now in art now and is a weaver, she said to mother, she said, well, when we were young, said the only paintings, you know, the art teacher would put everybody's paintings up, and she would say, the best ones were always Cynthia's and Mari Bethay's. So I decided not to do it so much anymore, it's just what happens sometimes to youngsters. But
because you were singled out.
Yeah, because we were singled out. Mari and I were singled out.
Uh-huh.
And so, and I'm sure it made the others feel like they probably weren't as good. That's not necessarily true, though, but that is what happens to youngsters. And then I went to Saturday classes in, you know, like 6th, 7th, 8th grade.
Mm-hmm. Was this just a kind of a community thing, or was this something
under
the Memphis Academy?
No, this was a private class. Went to the Memphis Academy as a youngster, you know, like 4th, 5th grade. Saturday classes, and then I went to private classes on Saturdays, which I loved. I have a painting in my studio that when we cleared out my mother's house about a year ago, I took, and it's an oil painting I did at 14. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it goes back to then. And then even when we went off to high school, there were no painting classes. And I would go off in the afternoons and on weekends and paint on my own. And
so
I just enjoyed doing it, mm-hmm. and being out there by myself and, you know, doing that. So then I went to college first year, which, you know, just a regular liberal arts college, it was a very good school, but there wasn't much art there.
Mm-hmm.
And then after my first year in college, during that, there was someone else I knew, and she said to me, she said, Cynthia, she said, I'm going to painting classes this summer. She said, well, why don't you come? And I said, okay. So I talked to my parents, and I saved some money from odd jobs, and they said, well, you can go. So we came to a place called Painting in the Mountains, which was in Burnsville, North Carolina, for a month,
mm-hmm.
and did oil painting and watercolors. And when my mother came and picked the two of us up at the end, the director told my mother, said, send her to art school. And at that point, I had decided I wanted to go to art school, but you think that you're not good enough to go. You know, so I think you hesitate. But it took, when the director said to my mother, send her to art school. So then we went back to Memphis, and I enrolled at the Memphis Academy of Art, and scared to death, but enrolled and said, oh, I want to be a painter. And
mm-hmm.
they let me in. I mean, they're looking for students. They probably let in most anybody, but then you didn't even have to have a portfolio to get into art school. I mean, now you have to have all this background and portfolio to get in a
mm-hmm.
lot of places, but then you didn't.
And your parents were supportive then of this move?
Yes, mm-hmm. that was fine with them.
Mm-hmm. How big was Memphis?